Yo, what up, Street Talks? Eric Kim. All right, flexing live from Hadong, South Korea. So, how to become a philosopher? So, this is a funny thought I had. So, in today's world, you're not allowed to call yourself a quote-unquote philosopher, right? It's a, like, it's just kind of seen as weird or bad taste, whatever. So, first and foremost, what does it mean to be a philosopher? So, philos, love, right? Sophia, knowledge, wisdom. Essentially, it was the humble flex of ancient Greek days to say, oh, like, you know, I'm not yet wise, but one day I seek to become wise. And so it was kind of like a humble flex way of saying that, you know, I'm somebody who my life pursuit is towards becoming wiser and wisdom, right? And sharing it with others. And because back then, you know, everyone wanted to become a wise sage, right? And even in today's world, what we lack, as they did in the past, is like critical thinking / critical philosophizing about things. That's why I made the Zen of Eric app, the Y app question mark. Just Google Eric Kim, Zen of Eric chatbot. And essentially it's a Facebook Messenger bot app where you just type to it, chat with it, right? And it just asks you why. So many different ways you could apply this. It's like, why photography? Why do you make photos? Why do you blog? Why do you vlog, etc.? And in today's world, nobody ever asks you why. And it's kind of seen with like some sort of like combativeness, right? So for example, you know, let's say your friend bought an Audi, right? You're not allowed to ask your friend, why did you buy an Audi? When people hear that, they interpret it as like, how dare you have bought the Audi? It's such a waste of money, blah, blah. You know, you should have bought a Toyota instead. But in fact, I'm kind of curious, right? So even in Korean, right? Like, yeah, somebody's like, it's like, you know, why does it wear? Right? Like, word-wise, it literally just means why. But in fact, what you're actually asking somebody is like kind of a hidden intent motive, which I think superficially feels a little bit more sinister. But anyways, so, you know, you think about kids, right? Like Seneca can't speak yet, but sooner or later, kids always ask you why. Like, why do I take a bath? Why do I go to sleep? And the worst thing a parent could probably say is, because I said so, I'm the boss and you're my slave. Nah, just, essentially it's based on hierarchy, right? So the reason I'm so anti-Confucianism, you know, anti-modern day Korean, what was the thing? And people, Koreans never think about this, like, don't you realize that Confucius was Chinese and Koreans are supposed to be super anti-Chinese, but they look at Confucianism and it's like, and do you know that Confucianism was actually based on a dude named Confucius, who was just kind of this like politician, philosopher dude who ended up dying stateless. But anyways, so today's world, we lack critical thinking and so far, just nobody gives us permission to question stuff, right? Even if you think about K-12 education, you go to college, whatever. I mean, one of the biggest benefits of studying not philosophy, I say sociology, right? Because philosophy, I took a philosophy class once, right? I'm like, wow, so exciting. I could ask the questions like, what is the point of existence, blah, blah. And then the first class I took was a logic class. It was horrible. It was like, it's like self-flagellation with the mathematics. And the only reason they do it like that is that to make philosophy a quote-unquote major. The only way they could legitimize it is by trying to make it more quote-unquote scientific. Like even my younger sister, she took a philosophy class. And then you're like taught, first class, you're not allowed to be like, it is my philosophy that X, Y, Z. They're like, that's not philosophy. But I'm like, then what is? So essentially, any kid who asks you why is effectively a philosopher. And what happens is, as they get older, they are, through fear and punishment and through morality and ethics, kind of beaten into submission or fear to not question the order of things, right? So for example, in Korea, right? Horrible, like so much suicide, right? And the reason why young couples in Korea aren't having kids is because they had such a wretched experience growing up. They don't want to have kids to have to put kids through that. So in some ways, a lot of modern Koreans in Korea are more ethical insofar much as they don't want to do harm onto their future generation of kids, so they just opt to have dogs instead, right? Whereas in America, the reason why a lot of rich, smart people don't have kids, more of a hedonism, happiness thing, where they're like, oh, if I have a kid, you'll cramp my style, and, you know, I can't be this, you know, Dos Equis man no more, right? But in actuality, having a kid restricts your freedom in a lot of ways, but actually it maximizes your happiness, which I think is a quadrillion times worth it. So if you want to be happier in life, ironically, having kids is a good idea. The maximum pain you will experience is going to thousandfold. However, the amount of meaning, satisfaction, and legacy, it, you know, it's totally worth it. But anyways, so I would say to just become a philosopher, just start by asking why, like, and then just ask a question why to things that matter to you. So for example, I have zero interest in, you know, the nature of the universe, blah, blah. I'm more interested in practical things, right? It's like, you know, what is quote success? How to become successful? And then a lot of my philosophizing and thinking is essentially based on trying to discover answers to the questions that I had once myself, and then sharing those things to my blog, to YouTube, whatever. I think philosophy is not like, I don't think there's no ultimate truth to everything. I think to think that is essentially a trap, it's philosophical death. And so effectively, the goal of it all, I think, is to kind of have fun with it. To me, philosophy is kind of more of a play thing. Like, yeah, play by questioning things. Yeah, play by asking difficult questions and having the courage to posit them.